Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I watch the news every night, and I get a little aggravated every night. Aggravated at the politicians, aggravated at the media, aggravated at America, aggravated at myself, aggravated. How did we get here? What's wrong? What's wrong with the rhino Republicans? What's wrong with the mainstream media? What are the Democrats? Why are the Democrats so openly socialist? I believe the Republican Party is as well, but they're hiding behind that term conservative. What's wrong with America? The obvious answer is everything is wrong. And it started a long time ago. Not with just the Democrat administrations or just the Republican administrations. I'd have to say now that President Trump's administration is not really necessarily Republican. Well, at least not Paul Ryan, Senator Corker, or Graham, or Rhino, or McCain, or McCain-Rhino Republicans, anyway. Paul Ryan, as the Speaker of the House, who needs to be gone, continues to ignore and defy the president, who was the choice of the people, the Constitution Republic, the way of the Electoral College, so that the majority does not dictate overall. What is going on with Paul Ryan? Why is he constantly going against the will of the people? It doesn't take a genius to figure out that D.C. is no longer the representation of the people of the United States. If Congress were representing the people as instructed by the Constitution, we would not have a $22-plus trillion debt. We would not have an invasion of foreigners into the nation illegally and undocumented. We wouldn't have political parties promoting socialist policies. We wouldn't have a health care crisis. We wouldn't constantly be chasing after scandals, and tax dollars wouldn't be spent on propagandas and agendas, which go directly against the Constitution of the United States as well as the will of the people. We were up in arms, chatter mostly, when we found out the dastardly deeds of the Eric Holder Attorney General administration there. His fast and furious, his covering up of the Clinton crimes. Remember before we had a stained blue dress, and this was before Holder, this was during the Clinton administration, we supposedly had an investigation of Whitewater. I'd be more impressed with the Bill Clinton interviews that are going down now with his new book if they'd ask about Whitewater rather than Monica. But of course, they will not do that. The president tweeted this morning, and I'm going to share those tweets with you. Our Justice Department must not let Awan and Debbie Wasserman Schultz off the hook. The Democrat IT scandal is a key to much of the corruption we see today. They want to make a plea deal to hide what is on their server. Where is their server? Really bad, he said. When and where will all of the many conflicts of interest be listed by the 13 angry Democrats, plus working on the witch hunt hoax? There has never been a group of people on a case so biased or conflicted. It is all, now he says this, not me, it is all a Democrat excuse for losing the election. Where is the server? Well, I'm going to tell you. I don't think it's just about losing a Democrat election. Oh, yeah, I think they're upset about that. But I don't think it's just about that. I believe the president has every right and a duty to tweet to the American people, as the mainstream media, for sure and for certain, will not give you the truth in today's America. I believe the president's words are mild compared to the crimes that have been committed. And yes, they are crimes. Why are they hiding files from Congress? Why isn't Congress demanding more harshly to obtain these files? Why are so many Republicans not running for re-election now that they have the majority? I mean, since that's what it's all about, right? And since we bring this up, why have they had the majority since 2012 and accomplished nearly nothing that the American people wanted them to accomplish? Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it that we had the bad Iran deal? Whose fault is it that we are in debt? Whose fault is it that the borders are not secured? Whose fault is it that the president still does not have his staff in place? Whose fault is it that the DNC was hacked and all of those hiding the information have not been dealt with? Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it that the American people are dealing with an out-of-control bureaucracy? Congress. That's whose fault is it? Congress. All of them. And I mean all of them. Both parties. But then again, whose fault is it that we have a corrupt Congress? That burden of responsibility, my friends, lies with you and with me. So what do we do? Well, we can't just sit and do nothing. We can't sit here and say this president or that president is corrupt or unconstitutional because the position can only get away with what Congress allows it to get away with. And Congress can only get away with what we the people allow them to get away with. Are you unhappy with what you're seeing and hearing? One of you called earlier this week talking about the treasonous ones, and I agree. Now, don't laugh or sick the dogs on me, but hiring lawyers, electing them, was a big mistake. Our laws, our business at hand in D.C. doesn't require lawyers. And perhaps, I said, don't sick the dogs on me. Perhaps before we build a big, beautiful wall, we the people should build a big, beautiful gallows in D.C., right in front of the Capitol, in front of Congress. But then again, if we get rid of the treasonous elected, we might no longer need a wall around our borders, for the rule of law would be back in place and the federal immigration laws will be enforced once again, and maybe our Constitution will once again be in working order. Our constitutional republic. You know, the way the Electoral College was supposed to work was to keep the majority from dictating over the minority. We're going to continue this. I want to talk about the laws. I want to talk about Congress. I want to talk about what we the people can actually do to right the wrongs. Or have we gone too far and we just need to succumb to socialism? The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You know, I've been listening to these commentators at night, and a few of them are no longer saying democracy. They're saying a republic. And I smile. But is it too late? And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. In my monologue, I was talking about Congress once again. I am totally and completely convinced. If you look at anything else, you're looking at the symptom that's caused by the problem, which is Congress. I am 110, 210, 310% sure that Congress is the biggest threat to America, to our national security, our economy, our borders, our everything. They are so corrupt, and they are so embedded, and they are so arrogant. Did you watch Paul Ryan yesterday and his arrogance and his defiance and his ignoring of the President of the United States? That, my friend, is not at President Donald Trump. That, my friend, is at you if you are one of the deplorables who voted for President Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You should be absolutely angry at what D.C. is doing to your liberties. Well, they do talk a lot, speaking of Congress. And the Jabberwocky from D.C. does very little to promote the will of the people. or to get to the bottom of the corrupt behavior of the CIA, the FBI, or our own DOJ. I have defended, I have had hope, I have prayed that Attorney General Sessions is the quiet man behind the scenes and perhaps will surprise us one day with a slew of arrests. But the longer this mess continues, the more I believe he is either a part of it, and perhaps the most important embedded spy in this debauchery of political hoax against the Trump campaign, the Trump administration, and we the people. Or he is, as others are claiming, totally incompetent and way over his head in this most important position, leaving it all to this deputy, Rosenstein, who we can see is up to his neck in the mess as well. How do we bring America home? How do we get rid of those who hate or take advantage of us, the American citizens? And how do we go back to our simplicity of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity? How do we do that? We do that by getting involved. And that, my friend, is the most difficult thing of all. I don't want to get involved. Why am I sitting here day in and day out, looking and listening to politics? I mean, it has put a strain on things at home. Not just financially, but I am so consumed and absorbed with what's going on and trying to figure it out so that I can bring it to you every day to bring America home. And the answer lies right in front of us. You, me, we the people, we must stop putting up with this corruption in D.C. or in your state capital. Some of it's there. Missouri just went, oh my gosh. Why do we think we can trust these elected officials time and time again? We're like the battered wife who believes them every time there's an election, every time you're just about to say quits. I promise I'll do what you want. I promise I won't be bad anymore. I promise I won't hit you. I won't tax you. I promise. And once again, we vote them in. And once again, we lose our liberties. Once again, they ignore the will of the people. I got curious. You know, the majority of them, there might be just a handful that are not lawyers in D.C. First of all, let's stop electing lawyers. Okay? Or attorneys. Let's stop electing them. So I looked up, and this article is actually coming from February of 2013. How many federal laws are there? No one knows. How bad is that? How can you possibly keep all the laws if you haven't even got a clue what they are? It says they've been accumulating since for 200 years, over 200 years. And the estimate, it said here in this article, when federal laws were first codified in 1927, they fit into a single volume. But by the 1980s, there were 50 volumes and more than 23,000 pages. Now, how can you possibly know or keep over 20,000 laws? And I'm sure there's more than that by now, because this was in 2013, and we know they just keep piling it on. Bill after bill after bill after bill. And they're talking about a new bill right now to give amnesty to the DACA. Ignoring the wall, but give amnesty. And they act like they're all puffed up and they're doing a great thing. As they slap the American citizen down one more time. You need to be angry. You need to read your Constitution. You need to read your Declaration of Independence. If you don't want to read it, go to my website and listen to me do the dramatic reading of it. Just Google, just do the search of July 4th and it'll come up. And also on July 4th, I did a timeline of the Revolutionary War. What sacrifices those founding fathers, those ancestors of us with the revolutionary blood running through our veins, what sacrifices they made. And they didn't make them so that we can sit here being dictated by D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals from D.C. They didn't sacrifice so that you would have to have a permit for this, a license for that, property taxes. And I'm not against all licenses. I'm not against all permits. I'm not against everything. But we have been so overwhelmed with it. And these alphabet bureaucracies put in place by Congress and presidents, they really don't have authority over your life, except that they take it. So how do we fight it? We stop electing these socialists, both Republican and Democrats. How can we do that? You know, somebody might have to sacrifice and run for office. And it won't be easy. Because you will not be, you will not receive any help from the Republican Party or the Democrat Party if you choose to run on those platforms. Just so you can at least get your name seen. We have somebody running for senator here in the United in Missouri. Christy Nichols, a wonderful woman, a Christian woman. She's running against Claire McCaskill's spot. Only on the Republican ticket, Claire McCaskill's Democrat, has been in and in and in and in and needs to go out. Same thing with the Republican senator here in the Missouri, state of Missouri. He needs to be out. But you have to support them because the parties will give them nothing. They have a choice. They have their choice. And that choice is the only one that receives any funding. So if you give money to a Republican Party or a Democrat Party and you want a candidate that isn't their baby, you better support them because they're not going to. And you probably should quit giving to that party. Now, somebody's going to get mad at me because I know President Trump's administration is telling everybody to give to the Republican Party. Well, not if it's going to support people like, I know he's not running, Ryan and some of these others, even Trey Gowdy now. He's not running. Don't you wonder why? Why? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I guess I was telling the producer, I don't even know what to name this show. I usually come up with a name for something, and I don't know what to name it today. I guess, who done it? Whose fault is it? You know, there's a country song out now. It's not my fault. I think, unfortunately, it is our fault. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Beth Ann. Not as fine as your good show.
Thank you.
But I wanted to comment, how come it took so long? When I was 23 years old, I knew America was a lie. How come it took everybody else so damn long to find out?
Well, a little slower.
Because I read the Warren Commission report. There wasn't a single word in there about all the clues that I saw. The biggest clue was they didn't blame the gun, did they?
Mm.
But now, my thought was, my older brother was a genius. He told me, well, this means that in the future, America will divide into two camps. There will be the rich and there will be the poor. Now, you got to make up your mind which way you're going to be. There won't be any in between. He told me that in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid he was right. Another thing that I wanted to comment on is the word progressive. It might as well replace it with communism.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
The socialism, we solve socialism and communism. We just change the words. That's what is happening to everything.
Well,
words.
I like the little saying, it's not, if you're standing on the edge of a cliff, one step forward is not progress, and I think we're on the edge of that cliff right now, and progressives is not what we need. Progress is not what we need in that respect. I appreciate
Thanks.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate it. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil's my favorite. He's my favorite guy to go to when it talks about the law and the corruption. Neil, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. This deal with the politicians, the problem is not the politicians, it's the people.
Exactly.
Okay, the people no longer have an absolute standard by which they can judge what these people in office are doing.
Amen. You're right.
Until they go back to the 470 laws of God set forth in the Bible and say every time a politician steps outside that law, you got to nail him on it. And the way you do it is you say, I'm not following that rule or regulation. And, by the way, there's over 2 million in the country now.
Yeah, 2 million. I knew you'd know the number.
Right. I've lost track. You know, I lost track after 2 million. I mean, back in 2014, they set a new record. They passed over 3,400 rules and regulations in a single week. So, and this is to discount all the bureaucracies, all the government agencies, federal, state, local, everybody who's out there telling you can or can't do something. Now, when they tell you this, you got to take what they're telling you, look at the law of God, and say yes or no. Are they right or wrong? And then you got to challenge them in court. Hmm. Because that's the last recourse. That's the only recourse that people really have now are the courts. And even that's getting so corrupt that it's hard to get anywhere. But
Amen.
You see the other day, those bakers out in Denver, they won that case against those queers, you know, that wanted them to make them a specialty cake. And they said, no, we don't work for queers. You want one of our cakes off the shelf, fine. You take it, you decorate it yourself, but we're not making anything special for you. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, you're right. You don't have to, because it's a violation of your religious beliefs, which is protected by the First Amendment. And this is what the people have to get back to. They're going to have to get back to using the First Amendment of the Constitution to say yes or no. Is this right or this wrong? And then you got to go to the Bible and say, look, Judge, it says right here, I can't do that. I'm not allowed to do that. You can't tell me I have to do that because this says so right here. God says so. You have to appeal to a higher power. You have to tell the court, I live by a higher law than what the bureaucrats are telling me the law is.
You know, we've just gone absolutely nuts with, I don't know what to say, with the tolerance, which isn't really tolerance, it's acceptance. And it's just gone nuts in this nation. And the baker, that should have never been an issue. And we'll have the next one will be with the florist. And they say it'll be more interesting whether they. And of course, I don't believe in setting a precedence, because if they set the wrong precedence, are we supposed to stay with that the rest of the years, you know, forever? But what was your opinion on the ruling that came down? Because they said it wasn't really about one thing or the other. What was your opinion on those? With the ruling on the bakers, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, on the baker issue, they came down 7-2. Of course, you have Sotomayor and Ginsburg, you know, being far left communists.
Oh, absolutely.
They said, you know, you have to respect everybody's rights. They say, no. One right is superior to another right. Your right to obey the laws of God set forth in the Bible is superior to any other right that anybody else has got, period. And the U.S. Supreme Court and the Constitution recognize that. That's why they came down on the side of the bakers and said, look, this guy has a devoutly held religious belief. It's not a matter of choice. It's not a matter of opinion. It's not a lifestyle choice for these people. It is a truly and sincerely held religious belief.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what you have, then that's your defense to anything. Absolutely anything they can charge you with, as long as you can document it. Now, you got to be able to go, you know, to the Bible and say, hey, God says this, I'm not allowed to. Now, some people have to serve a different God, and they win in court, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Rastafarians, they can grow and smoke all the pot they want to down in Florida and have since I think it was the late 80s is when they won that case down there, because they, you know, their God says, you know, part of their religious ceremony is getting high. And the Supreme Court upheld it. So, but if you want to go to the Supreme Being, you know, Supreme Being, there's only one.
That's right.
You got to go to the laws of God and say, look, you would not believe how freaked out they get in these courts, these judges. You want to put some terror into these priests of Baal in black robes that are running these courts? Go in there, throw that Bible down and say, look, right here, chapter and verse, it says, I'm not allowed to do this. Or, I'm going to do this because God's law said I have to. And it doesn't matter what your rules and regulations say. God says it's different. And you may have to do some jail time in order to prove your point.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, you can beat them if you can get enough people. Well, you actually don't have enough people. You just have enough people that stand up for their rights. And it's not a right to be queer in this country, okay? That's a lifestyle choice. It's protected right now under the rules and regulations of the government. But under the laws of God, that's not a right. You know? So, if you don't want to deal with those people, that, again, it also falls under the First Amendment, not just your religious beliefs, not just the freedom of religion, but the freedom of your right to association.
And
the freedom to associate includes the right not to associate with people you don't want to associate with.
And the baker, he served everyone, but it was the cake for the ceremony that he refused to make. And I watched what he did, and I had not known this before, but he actually paints on the cake, and very intricate. He's quite the artist. And that's what he refused to do for them. I don't know what it is they want, what picture they wanted him to paint on there. It may have been their two faces. I don't know. But he's quite the artist, and that's what he was claiming, that he wasn't going to put his artistic ability to something that he didn't believe in, and he wasn't going to draw or paint that on the cake. And so that's where they stood. But they were claiming that had no bearing on the ruling, because that he'd served everyone prior to that. That was not important. And so I don't know. We want it, but I'll be really interested to see how they rule on the next one, and that's coming up here pretty shortly. In fact, I thought it was yet this week, but maybe it's next week with the florist. Appreciate the call, Neil. We're going into a break. Thank you so much for always your input and your insight. I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. How can we put a stop to it? Well, kind of like Neil said, you got to stand up and do it. You got to stand for what is right and righteous. If you don't, you're going to get walked all over. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is my pillow because it fits me. My pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My pillow fits you. But there's more. My pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do.
Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Okay, until we figure out what's going on there with Joe, I want to mention something.
Hello?
Oh, there you are, Joe. I thought I'd lost you. How you doing?
Yeah, for a while I didn't hear anything. I thought I had been cut off, and then all of a sudden your voice comes across.
I'm right here.
Your topic today reminds me of a quote from Thomas Jefferson. Mm. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the money supply, then by inflating and deflating the currency, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until the American people wake up homeless. Until their children wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers occupied. Of course, there's also that famous quote from the banker Rothschild, "Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws." And so I think if you want to talk about the heart of the snake that's taken away the government of this people from the people, I think what we need to focus on here is that money machine that they have there called the Federal Reserve. And, of course, and you know, the more we go on using their money, the richer they get and the more power they have to override what people want, you know, just by the sheer power of their wealth. Hmm. You know, I think it's good to remind the people that our money used to say you had a $20 bill. It used to say on it, and this note is redeemable in gold, to payable to the bearer on demand. So that note, that $20 bill, the constitutional money represented wealth that the American people had produced. Now, if the $20 bill would honestly say on it what it is, it would say something like, this note represents a debt of $20 plus interest that the American people owe to the Federal Reserve Bank. You know, all this money is borrowed from the Federal Reserve Bank. And so the more money there is in circulation, the more we owe to the Federal Reserve Bank, and the more the owners of the Federal Reserve get rich at our expense and are able to override the will of the people and bribe congressmen and buy the government and buy, you know, all the important assets of the country and so on like that, and override the will of the people and the government. So, I'd suggest...
Go back to the Federal Reserve.
Yeah,
the Federal Reserve and the... Go ahead. Quickly, I was going
to... I'd just like to suggest that a good thing to focus on would be educating the people about the money system.
Absolutely.
You know, about how the constitutional money is supposed to represent wealth produced that the people had produced, whereas now the money represents debt owed by the people to the bankers, and that this money machine, the Federal Reserve, allows them to get richer and richer and richer at the expense of the people and take more and more and more of the control of the country away from the people. So that would seem to be, to me, to be a really good issue to focus on, to educate the people about, to try to get back the government to the people, of the people, by the people, and for the people.
And I agree with you 100%, but who put the Federal Reserve, who gave the Federal Reserve that power?
Well, it was Congress, of course.
Yes, it was Congress. I go back to Congress. They're the problem. But the Federal Reserve is an issue. And, you know, I've been hearing Lou Dobbs talking about the Federal Reserve. Well, he doesn't mention the Federal Reserve so much as he does the Chamber of Commerce and some of these big corporations and these big money guys that are pushing and own people like Paul Ryan and all of them. But you're absolutely right that the money system and the Federal Reserve, they are taking advantage. They are getting rich off of our ignorance, so to speak. And Congress gave them the authority. Congress gave them that power. And it could be Congress that took it away if they really wanted to. But I don't think they want to, do you?
Well, the people have to be educated about money and have to demand that any congressman they're going to vote for is going to pledge that he will vote to abolish the Federal Reserve and give us that constitutional money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I think what we really need is some big, well-funded organization to educate the people about the money system, which there isn't any such thing going right now.
Well, we'll do what we can here. I've got a little book that's ancient. It's ancient. And one of my listeners here in Missouri, he dropped it by in my office a long time ago. And it's no longer in publication, but we can print it out for free. It's or you can just go get it online. And so I've taken that home, and I've been trying to look into that and study that a little bit so we can do a little bit more about that. And it talks about the Federal Reserve. It talks about the banking system, and it talks about what all it has done to the United States. And this happened over 100 years ago. And, Joe, I know that you know that. And the American people, you know, our kids this age, you know, they're in their 40s, 30s, even the 20-year-olds, they haven't got a clue what happened over 100 years ago. I wouldn't if I wasn't in this business and didn't get my teeth cut on some of the stuff that Derry Brownfield talked about years and years ago. And so we've also got to take the time to educate ourselves, and we seem to have stopped doing that, and definitely never trust a politician. Thank you, Joe, so much for the reminder of what the truth is about our money system. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth. And bye.
So what do we do about this mess? One, stay involved. Stay informed. I don't care how ugly, you know, sometimes you got to turn it off. I understand. Don't turn me off. Sometimes you got to turn the news off because you just got to survive. But you can't put your head in the sand and expect your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren to have liberty. And that's how serious I believe it is. I had another story. We'll talk about it tomorrow, about something that's going on with the with the America's global broadcasting system that has played a big part in brainwashing America. And we're going to talk about that a little bit because President Trump has somebody else he wants to put in charge of it that could turn that part around. But this mess we're in has been going on for well over 100 years. Nobody wants you to have freedom. Somebody wants to take what you have. So put your support where you believe is doing some good. or at least sharing the truth. And, of course, I'm thinking of CSC Talk Radio. I don't get money from politicians. I don't get money from any big organizations. But I'm here. I have a few sponsors right now. I have Melody Cedarstrom. She's been very loyal. I need my listeners to be loyal to her. Silver and gold. She supports that. She wants you to have financial security, if at all possible. Daniel Turner just joined us with the Power of the Future, an advocate for rural America, for the rural America's energy. Everything comes from rural America. Food, manufacturing, energy, everything. And MyPillow. MyPillow is an affiliate contract. I get paid when you buy a pillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Beth Ann. And I love MyPillow, and I'm not just saying that because I won't promote something I don't really, really like or really believe in. I believe in all of these, and I want you to support them so they'll continue supporting me so I can be here with you and we can figure this out. And together we can stand and do what is right and what is righteous and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.